with the Business Bunker.
Ah, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 30th of September. And you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and Nurse Donkingly Gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
Do you know what I've been doing this autumnal month?
What?
Well, on Sunday I had a lovely day settling my lovely attaché Serkin into Essex University.
Did you?
And I found out, I thought, how sweet he's inviting me, Carl. How sweet that he's inviting Mummy to drive down with him, follow him down. Of course, what did I end up doing? Lugging all the stuff up to eighth floor on a trolley.
Of course.
Up a hill.
Yeah, and then going shopping and making sure he had pot noodles to last him until Christmas.
And what? He was not allowed pot noodles with the mother.
Baked beans.
He was allowed baked beans.
Yeah, yeah, a tray of baked beans.
He had to have organic milk. He was highly embarrassed.
Yeah.
But he also managed to put into the shopping trolley a bottle of vodka.
Of course.
Fresh as wheat.
Of course.
It's outrageous.
Only a bottle.
A bottle of wine, and he had some beer as well. I don't know what to make. Yes. Yeah, so
anyway, good luck, Shay.
Criminology and sociology. He's going to be a detective.
Really?
Well, so he says.
Fantastic. Good stuff.
Yeah, so that was my Sunday.
That was your Sunday.
Mm-hmm. How was yours?
Quite right, too. Yeah, no, it's fine. What I want to tell you about now, though, is today's show sponsor.
Who is it?
Today we have a new sponsor, Domestic and Commercial Security Systems, Brooks Security. And they offer a professional and comprehensive service to all of your security needs across the southeast of the UK, Kent, Surrey, Sussex and Essex, with over 20 years' experience in supplying, installing and maintaining alarm and CCTV systems. They pride themselves on their expertise when providing bespoke security systems for their customers. Whether you need burglar alarms, CCTV, access control or door entry systems, we have a state-of-the-art solution. With our domestic and business security systems know-how, we can protect your business, home, family and possessions. So if you need any guidance or help, please get in touch. That's Brooks Security, and their website is www.brookssecurity.com. And as always, you can find a link on the Kent Business Radio website. So many, many thanks to Terry and the team at Brooks Security for sponsoring the Business Bunker Show. It is much appreciated.
And may I ask, I know you've mentioned it, but I wasn't concentrating at the beginning. Where are they based?
Maidstone. But Bearsted, actually. But they cover the whole of the southeast of England.
Okay, because I need a system. I've got a very old system.
So do you?
Now my cat's died, I can have a state-of-the-art system.
Now your cat's died.
Well, because cats cock up the whole thing, don't they? Leap about and things. They go above beams and, you know, the alarm beams. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
CCTV's
I've
good.
Seen that film. Is that where your cat comes down on some bits of cotton and suspends itself over the area? I've seen that.
Isn't that the toilet roll out?
Now, you know what I mean, Carl, don't you? Yeah. See, he knows what I mean.
Lads, what is it, Carl? Do you know?
Yeah.
What is that cat coming down on cotton wool?
No, it's a film. What, Mission Impossible or whatever it is.
Really? Cats and Dogs.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Isn't that the Andrex advert?
Something like that.
Where they have little cats or puppies or things.
Yeah, something like
that. Anyway, I'd like to speak to Mr. Brooke.
Yes, Terry and Brooks Security, and do indeed get into contact with them. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show.
We've got a very busy show.
Yeah, we have. It's incredibly busy, and there's been lots going on in the county over the last couple of weeks in terms of awards ceremonies and all kinds of things, and we've got lots of people to get through and talk to and interviews with lots of people. And we're lucky enough to have a very brief interview with the Right Honourable Michael Fallon MP, Secretary of State for Defence.
You know, I thought he was coming into the studio. I had my roots done, specially.
No, we were incredibly lucky. He actually was in House of Commons talking about the debate about the Middle East, because of course that's his brief as Secretary of State for Defence, and he hot-footed it back from that debate to talk at the Sevenoaks Business Awards, which was really good of him, and he even spared us a few minutes to give us a quick interview for the Business Bunker Show, along with his armed guards.
And as you'd plan, well, he'd need them, as you plan the show so meticulously, what time will he be on approximately?
Quarter past one. Exactly 16 minutes and 32 seconds.
I shall try and ensnare you to be a bit late.
This is an internal fight, listener.
Yes.
Anyway, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You can call us on 01 303 874 998. That's 01 303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us while we're live on air is via the Twitter. And you can tweet me at VanillaWeb, and we will read out your tweets and interact with you while we are live on air. We've already had dozens of tweets in, and we've got some new listeners, and I'm going to just kick off and read a few of the new listeners that have come along. Tom Glide, who is Tom Glide on Twitter. A lovely lady called Kelly Innes, who is the Domestic Goddess Q. Domestic Goddess Q, all one word, is her Twitter handle. And also Brian Wakefield. And Brian on the Twitter is GM Life Magazine. And Brian says, hi, our website is now updated. Please take a look. It's gmlife.co.uk. And that's for the latest events, businesses, news in Kent. And he says, do take a look at that. So thank you, Brian. And that website is gmlife.co.uk. And do take a look at that to find out all local business news and events. And we also list them on our website too. So there's loads of places that you can find out about such things. We've also had a tweet from Seven Oaks Vine Bar. Seven Oaks Vine is a cricket club, so I don't know if that's the bar from the cricket club or something else, but maybe they can tell us. But the Seven Oaks Vine Bar have tweeted in, as has Matthew Wetton. So these are all new listeners and new followers. Oh, another one, Caroline Manning. I don't know any of these people, so they're all new, and welcome to the Business Bunker Show, and thank you for listening for the first time.
What is Caroline Manning's Twitter handle?
It is, in fact, and I shall tell you shortly, Caroline Manning.
Because it's familiar to me, and I can't think, what does she do? Do you know?
She's a transformational coach, author, speaker, and laughter teacher.
Oh.
Working with individuals and groups in many settings, and she runs Laughter Yoga Club in Broadstairs.
Because it releases endorphins, you know.
Does it?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were trapped.
You can swim with them.
I don't know when I trap. It's like when you get wind.
No, I thought you were talking about dolphins. I thought I was going with your humour, and I thought you can swim with them getting endorphins. Dolphins.
No, but I know what endorphins are. They're neurotransmitters in the brain.
You do know
endorphins are mammals that go in the sea. There's a difference, they're bigger.
Have you been eating fish?
Not recently, no.
And if you listen to the Superior Show, you'll know that
I was on the Superior Show earlier. No, that was a a huge mistake. I was on the Scoff and Quaff Show. It wasn't Superior at all. Well, actually it was, because I was on it.
Well, you did, yeah, you did manage to scrape in, because poor John's ill.
Yes, get well soon, Dr. John Sykes. Hope you feel better soon. That'll teach you to get too close to Jules. She's infected your chest. Get her to rub some Vic on it. That's what I would do.
Of course, when a man is ill, he has a chest infection. I just have an upper respiratory cough.
Is that all?
Yeah. I'm soldiering on.
Yeah.
With my lozenge. Friday, October the 3rd at 8 a.m, it's time to escalate your business with West Kent Partnership, KCC and BSK CIC. I'm not really sure what's... CIC is
Community Interest Company.
Did you really know that?
Yes, I did. That's why I just told you. CIC is a community interest company. It's a social enterprise that is not for profit.
And what is BSK?
Business Support Kent. That's the name of the company.
Gosh, you're good.
I know everything.
Yeah, that's probably why you're the presenter.
Probably.
Yeah. When? It's Friday, the October the 3rd, so that's this Friday, 8 a.m. to 11, and it's at the Thistle Brands Hatch Hotel, which is on the M25 in Dartford. And delegates will have the opportunity to meet with the government minister who endorsed the Escalate scheme for West Kent businesses, network with other proactive businesses and find out about the application process, and meet with recipients of Escalate loans to learn how the Escalate loan has supported their growth. So that's bsk-cic.co.uk events.
You're going to cough. She's going to cough. I told her not to cough, listener. I said, don't start that coughing in here. Spreading your germs around. And then what does she do? She goes and coughs.
It's awful.
I know.
I don't know who gave it to me.
Okay. You're just trying to have an accent like mine, aren't you?
What?
Ambient heat.
Ambient heat.
Ambient heat.
Or teat, depending how you say it.
And ambient heat.
I may cough all the way through the show.
Mm-hmm. That's an in-joke, listener, by the way. Britain's oldest brewer, Shepherd Neame, has been granted extended use of the Royal Warrant by His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales. Royal Warrants are granted to companies who have supplied goods or services for a minimum of 5 consecutive years to the Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh or the Prince of Wales. Shepherd Neame were awarded a Royal Warrant in 1998 for Grants Morella Cherry Brandy.
Oh, I love a cherry brandy.
Obviously, the Queen likes a bit of cherry brandy too. Mm. The drink dates back to 1774, and it actually gets a mention in Charles Dickens' novel, The Pickwick Papers.
You win those, won't you?
Shepherd Neame bought the liqueur in 1988. In recognition of Shepherd Neame's long-standing position as a supplier of specialist booze to Prince Charles, permission has been given for the royal warrant to be used on bottles of its flagship beer, Spitfire Premium Kentish Ale.
Well done,
Shepherd Neame. Well done on the royal warrant. Well done on getting it labelled on Spitfire.
I expect the Corgis have the odd sip.
I bet they do. I bet they go mad for the cherry brandy.
I bet they do.
What do you reckon?
There's a dietary supplement supplier who set its sights on the US market after bagging a £200,000 investment from Royal Bank of Scotland. Forza Industries, F-O-R-Z-A, they're based in Ashford, and they've secured the cash after growing its turnover to £3.5 million in 3 years of trading. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? It sells products to blue chip high street names and moved into larger premises last year to hold more stock and house in its 20 admin and distribution staff. Forza Industries have been nominated for a Label of the Year award to be announced in London in the autumn. They could go and do that speech that you were asked to do.
Cool.
The blue chip company speech, couldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nominate them. Then you don't have to get up at 5 in the morning.
Exactly. We've had a really interesting tweet in from a new listener.
Have we?
Yeah, Thulis Luthulu.
Wow.
Thulis Luthulu, who is DJ Thulis on the Twitter, and he's a radio personality on Vuma FM in South Africa. He's a community activist, master of ceremonies, and a serial entrepreneur, and he's listening to the Business Bunker show at this very moment. So,
hello.
Thulis, welcome to our little radio show. Thank you for joining us from South Africa.
I'm not very good at my South African anymore.
Are you not?
I don't see Hilda Marie.
Do you know it?
Much.
Not at all?
I've lost confidence in it.
Have you really?
Yes.
You know why that is?
Fish? No, not fish and chips.
That's New Zealand, Jules.
I just haven't had the chance to practice.
Have you not?
No.
Well, you haven't been hanging around with Hilda.
No, Hilda Marie.
No, absolutely.
His beach looks lovely, though, in that Twitter.
Ooh, it does indeed. So, Thule, if you want to tell us whereabouts in SA you are, that would be really great. We'd love to hear from you.
He's probably tucking into a bit of biltong.
Do you think so?
Mm.
Yeah, could be.
Probably.
Could be. I've also, you should have got this, but I have, Metcalf Skinny, my favourite popcorn.
Topcorn popcorn?
Yeah, topcorn popcorn. I'm a big consumer of Metcalf Skinny topcorn.
How many bags do you
eat
a week?
I bought 14 bags yesterday. But it's low calorie. It's low calorie popcorn.
But if you eat 14 bags, it's not low calorie, is it?
Yeah, it's 2 bags a day.
If you eat one, why don't you just have more carrots?
Well, I eat carrots as well.
I have one a week.
Anyway, Metcalf Skinnies are following me, and I'm really pleased about that because I'm trying to blag a free bag.
What flavour do you like?
I have salt and whatever.
But sweet and sour one.
No. It's salted popcorn, but it's Click Sergeant salt, it's called, because a proportion of the money goes to the cancer charity, Click Sergeant.
Mm, I love that charity. It's brilliant.
I don't like sweet popcorn. My other favourite is wasabi. Wasabi popcorn. Yeah. So, Keith Mabbott, Penny Williams and Marston Solicitors have all tweeted in. And also Russ Perry.
Russ Abbott?
No, Russ Perry. Definitely Russ Perry, not Russ Abbott. And Russ is a partner at Waitrose.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Maidstone, yeah. And our usual listeners, Lee from Ancorians Football Club, has tweeted in to say they're listening, accompanied by Sammy the Starfish.
Oh, he's lovely, Sammy the Starfish.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this. I'm going to try. I'm going to cough first. Excuse me.
She's doing it deliberately, listener. No. She's doing it just to try and ruin my show.
Business Community Breakfast. Everything that you ever wanted to know about business. And they've got the fabulous Peter Cook leading the open forum of human dynamics and renowned leadership trainer and author, as we know. He's a regular on the Business Bunker. So it's a relaxed BCB, and it seeks to put an uplifting experience for all attendees, and the full English breakfast is excellent. Now, this is also, if you want to get your ad on the screens, you need to send them in advance to Alex Waterton, who's a regular, lovely Business Bunker listener. You can email him, alex@ffreddy-keys.co.uk, and they meet on the second Thursday each month at Gillingham Golf Club, 7:30 a.m. and finishing by 9. And the website is www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk, and that is from the fabulous Ken Wheeler.
Cool. I've also had a tweet from Anna Scott of Revolution Tea UK, who are a healthy and unusual tea provider. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. It's Revolution Tea UK, or one word, and that's Anna Scott at Revolution Tea UK. So a big shout out for them, a new listener on the and a new follower to the Business Bunker show, and welcome.
What is their healthy tea, I wonder?
Well, I shall click on the link and I shall tell you.
I need some.
It's no ordinary tea and no ordinary tea bag. It's health in a cup. By the look of the picture on there, I imagine it's a range of fruit and specialist teas.
Ooh.
And they are located round the corner from us in East Sussex.
Really?
The best thing to do is give them a follow, look at their website, which is revolutiontea.co.uk, and check them out, because it looks really interesting.
What's their Twitter?
Revolution Tea UK.
Okay. Following them now and asking them to send me some.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Did I mention Lawyer Fair and Samantha have both tweeted?
Yes, you did.
And the Lawyer Fair duck is still on air.
They're actually, I've just looked at Revolution Tea. Mm. I'm pleased about the duck being still on there. Yes, he's still there. We'll send a bit. They're talking in, look, different languages. Ich heb ein new Foto ob Facebook geplast. Is that Dutch?
It's probably Dutch.
I think my accent's quite good. Het is rijab en ein...
Yeah, but do you know what you've just said?
En ein weekend met shit...
You've just said, I'm a donut.
Met shitterend...
I'm a donut and I've sat around in a puddle.
Mulweer staat voor deur.
Exactly. Yeah. And I couldn't agree with you more, Jules.
You didn't warn me they're all in Dutch.
Well, no, I didn't, because I didn't expect you to read Dutch out on the air. Maybe our Afrikaans friends could interpret that for you.
Maybe.
Okay, anyway, we need to crack on. Coming up in a moment, last Friday I was privileged to compare the Seven Oaks Business Awards, organised by the Seven Oaks Town Council and the Seven Oaks Town Partnership. And while we were there, we did a number of interviews. But before we get round to that, we're going to play a bit of music. And this is a piece of music that I've chosen especially for you, Jules, to go with your gravelly old voice.
Oh, we've got it together yet?
Yeah.
Got it together.
Say, sing along.
By the way.
Sing along.
Can you see these trousers?
I jobs in Kent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 30th of September. Oh, you got a cup of hot honey and lemon, have you? She's suffering, listener. She's suffering.
I tell you what, Barry White did take me back.
Did he?
Because you remember in the very, was it early 80s, wasn't it?
I don't know, I was a mere child.
I used to dance in High Street Ken. And the boys
in the middle of the road.
Yeah. The boys used to wear white suits.
Yeah, yeah.
And open, you're far too young, Carl. Open neck shirts, didn't they?
Yeah.
With a little medallion. Remember that?
I do remember sitting in a pushchair looking at that. Yeah.
I just need the medallion now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She was looking at you, Carl, and going and describing you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Carl,
I think she confused herself there.
Carl spent his formative years in Spain, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the Alicante coast.
Absolutely. Mm. Hey, look, this is what we're going to do now. Mm. As I said before, Barry came on and had a bit of a wobble. Last Friday, I was pleased and proud to compare the Seven Oaks Business Awards. And while I was there, the Right Honourable Michael Fallon had a quick chat with us. Mm. What we're going to do is we're going to play that interview now, and then that's immediately going to be followed by interviews with the various winners of different categories from the show.
Lovely.
So why don't we have a listen to that?
Let's.
Absolute pleasure to be joined at the Seven Oaks Business Awards by Michael Fallon MP, former Minister of Small Businesses, now moved on to bigger and better things, sadly for us in the business community. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
No, it's a pleasure to be here and to see such a vibrant business community here tonight.
Absolutely. It is really heartwarming, isn't it? The rise in businesses, especially in Seven Oaks and West Kent.
Yes, what's stunning is there are new business awards and so on, but to see names that are completely new alongside your old favourites. There are businesses that have just been created in the last year or 18 months, and that's one of the reasons why unemployment has kept on falling month after month, because these aren't just hobby horses. These are small businesses and shops that are employing people.
Absolutely. 32 million people employed now, highest numbers ever that we've had employed in the UK.
It's quite extraordinary. I would never have predicted the success there's been now in reducing unemployment. It's fallen in Seven Oaks by over 200 just over the last year. And, you know, if you're young, there's an opportunity now for you. And that's provided by these business, new small businesses who are risking their own money, setting off with a business plan, but they're risking their money to provide a job for somebody else. And I think that's fantastic.
Absolutely. Michael, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. An absolute pleasure to hear from you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm at the Seven Oaks Business Awards, and I have with me two of the winners from Raj Bari, who won the category for employer with more than 10 employees. Hello, guys. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting us to this event as well.
No, it's absolutely brilliant. Tell us a little bit about Raj Bari and what you do and where you are.
Well, it's a family-run restaurant. We've been open for the last 21 years now.
Really?
So,
wow.
Yeah, 21
you guys
years.
Don't look old enough.
It's a family run, so it's been coming
right, okay.
The chain. So, but no, it's been really good. I mean, the last 3 or 4 years, it's been like quite a big boost for us.
Right.
Working alongside the community as well, especially alongside Seven Oaks football team, the Holmesdale Cricket Club, right. Seven Oaks rugby team as well, which we sponsor.
Wow.
So, working alongside a lot of communities, and obviously, as Susanna earlier mentioned, branding as well.
Yeah.
I've been very big on that as well.
Absolutely. So. Yep. And you're very active on Twitter. Give us a shout for your Twitter handle.
I will do. Twitter, I mean, everyone, let us follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. We've got Facebook, so I mean, it's been phenomenal, the support that we've had from Twitter and Facebook as well. I mean, we've even had people ordering food Twitter on the
on
same
Twitter.
Day,
well,
so
okay.
It's been great, it's been really good.
Excellent,
really good.
Well done, guys. Many congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Keep on keeping on.
Thank you. Great Take care. Thank you.
I'm now with Laura from the Seven Oaks Candle Company. Now, Laura, you won the home base business, I understand.
I did, yes.
Many congratulations, well deserved. How long have you been going?
About 2 years now, since the beginning of last year in 2013.
I'm going to take a guess here that you make candles.
We do, yes.
Wow, that was lucky, wasn't it?
Very
so,
lucky.
So how did you get into that business? What inspired you to start, and what makes you special?
Purely by accident.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I used to do as a child,
right.
Very much a hobby. And during the quiet times during my freelance work, I thought I'd keep my hands busy, do something
else. What did you do for freelance work?
I work in television.
Blimey.
My profession, as it were.
Oh, right, okay. Do you still do that?
Occasionally, yes.
Okay, yep. Okay.
Keeps the pennies coming in every
right.
now and then.
Yeah, sure.
But during the quiet times, I thought I needed to keep my hands busy. I didn't want to sort of lay stagnant. So I did what I used to do as a child, and I got some kits and some hobby stuff, and I used to craft a lot as a child. And before I knew it, people wanted to buy them. And
right.
the price went on the head of the candle, and there we go.
Fantastic. So you're a home-based business. So you've got a whole production facility in your kitchen, presumably?
Pretty much. I started off in the kitchen, and my parents got fed up with me using the kitchen, so they converted the conservatory into a candle factory.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and how do you sell your products?
We sell them mostly at markets, events, charity fairs, online.
Okay. So do you have your own website?
We do, yes.
Give us a shout for your website.
It's www.sevenoakscandleco.co.uk.
Fantastic, Laura. Many, many congratulations. Well done. Keep on keeping on. And I'll look out for you on the telly.
Thank you very much.
I'm here with Julia from the Malabar Coffee Bar. And Julia and her team won Customer Choice Award. That's pretty prestigious, Julia. Well done.
Yes, we're chuffed to bits.
I'm sure you are. For those people that don't know, the Customer Award was actually voted by real customers with the Sevenoaks Chronicle. It was an open vote, wasn't it? And more than 1,500 people voted. You must be really proud.
Yes, we are. But our customers are so lovely. They're loyal, and we can't thank them enough for their support. It really has meant a lot over the years.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the Malabar Coffee Bar. What do you do there?
Well, we're fully independent, owned by myself and my husband, Stuart. We live locally in Sevenoaks. Everything we do is as local as possible to Sevenoaks.
Okay.
We have our own blend of coffee, which is organic and fair trade, and people appreciate good coffee.
Absolutely.
That's what they all tell us. So
okay.
It's not just the coffee, it's the food, the atmosphere and the service. We just like to think that we provide something a little different to the chains that you see up and down the country.
Absolutely. So if people from outside the area want to come and experience the Malabar experience, where can they find you?
We're 81 High Street, which is next door to Lloyds Bank and Prezzo.
Fantastic. Julia, many congratulations. Well done.
Thank you very much.
I'm joined by Tim Smith now of Bat and Ball Sports, the winner of the independent retailer for under 10 employees category. Tim, many congratulations.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about Bat and Ball Sports.
Independent retail, sports retailer, trading for 30 years in Sevenoaks, but up until now always outside the town centre. And we moved into the 10 London Road, opposite the Stag, in April.
Fantastic. Are you a traditional sports retailer? You know, you sell things like cricket bats and tennis rackets?
Very much so. Specialist retailer. So cricket, rugby, hockey, you know, lots of the main sports with a great deal of specialist knowledge.
Absolutely. And it's something that's dying out quite a lot. I mean, a lot of the sports retailers now just replica football shirts.
Indeed. We don't want to go there. There's a lot of shops that pile it high and sell it cheap, but that's not what we do. We want to offer our customers a lot of advice, a lot of help and support, and provide the sort of experience that you might have experienced 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Absolutely, it's important, isn't it? When you pick equipment to play sport at a reasonable level, you want the right equipment.
Very much so, and you need the correct advice to get that. And I'm glad to say that in Sevenoaks there's lots of people who support their children, want them to play sport, but then also the clubs themselves play at quite a high level. The rugby club, the cricket club, the swimming is a fantastic example of very high level of performance.
Fantastic. Tim, thank you very much for joining us. How can we find your shop? Do you have an online presence?
We do have an online presence, yeah. Batandballsports.co.uk.
I'm at the Sevenoaks Business Awards, and I have with me now the winner of the Young Entrepreneur of the Year, Zoe. Hello, Zoe.
Hi, good to be here. Really enjoying it.
Well, well done. Many congratulations. Tell us about your business.
So we're a business on the High Street. It's a four-story listed building, 450 years old, and
wow.
It's going to be a music venue. We have a recording studio in the basement for anyone who to use it from demos to full albums.
That's amazing. And this is in Sevenoaks High Street.
Yeah, in Sevenoaks High Street. What used to be Greg's Restaurant is now the Zed Music Cafe.
Right.
Opposite, I can't remember the name of the hair salon, but there's a hair salon there.
I'm sure we can't miss it.
Yeah, and And it's, and then a live music venue as well. So on the ground floor, three nights a week, there's live music. In the day, it's a normal cafe set up with normal lunch food, so jack potato soups and so on.
So, it's almost a 24-hour operation.
Pretty much, yeah. And then we have practice rooms and teaching rooms as well upstairs.
Super.
Yeah.
And how long have you been open?
We haven't. We're opening in three and a half weeks. So.
Oh, brilliant. Well done.
So not long now.
Fantastic. Well, Zoe, well done. Many congratulations
Thank
on
you
your
very
award.
Much.
Very well deserved. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you very much.
I've just bumped into Cherie. Cherie was an award winner last year. Hello, Cherie. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much.
So you've been... Cherie, you won an award. You run a Zumba organisation, do you not?
I do, yes.
Which is fantastic. And you've got something big planned, I hear.
That's absolutely correct. Next week on October the 4th, Saturday, from 6 p.m, we've got the London Road being closed off in Sevenoaks for the biggest street party that we have in this community. And we're expecting thousands of people to turn up. I've got a number of Zumba instructors coming down, and they're going to lead people to dance in the street. We're going to start off with 4 to 8-year-olds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It'll be great, great fun.
Yeah.
And then what we'd like is lots and lots of people to join us,
right,
because we'd like to set a record of number of people dancing in the street.
Oh,
so
wow.
please, if you're in the locality, is to come down and come and dance along with us. And it's all for a brilliant cause, which is breast cancer care.
Oh, fantastic. So that's next Saturday, the 4th of October.
Yes.
And what time do people need to start arriving?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. Come and be part of Dancing in the Street in Sevenoaks with Cherie and the Zumba crowd. Thank you, Cherie.
Thank you.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Oh, welcome back. That was the award winners from the Sevenoaks Business Awards last Friday night. I didn't get to speak to all of them because I couldn't track them all down, and there were some other winners, and if they get in contact with me, we'll certainly let you know about them. But I just want to follow up on the last item there, which was Cherie Cox and the Zumba event that she was doing. I've got some more details on that.
Did you Zumba?
I haven't Zumbaed yet, but I may well Zumba in the Sevenoaks Pink Week street party.
You see, if you Zumbaed regularly, you could eat more popcorn.
Yeah. The Sevenoaks Pink Week street party will be opened by Lisa Snowden, the BBC presenter. Martina Cole will be there too, singing her new release, The Good Life. There will be over 40 stalls from local traders, including the food court, and lots of other activities, including dancing. It's for the whole family. It's supported by the Sevenoaks Town Partnership, Specsavers, The Round Table, Sevenoaks Chronicle, and The Chinaman. It is the biggest charity event of the year in Sevenoaks, and as part of the Pink Week street party, we wish to set a record for the number of people dancing in the street. That was Bowie and Jagger, wasn't it?
You should have played that song, yeah.
I was going to, but yeah. I thought it was all getting a bit too cliched. And we want lots of people to come to the London Road in Sevenoaks on Saturday, the 4th of October. That's this Saturday, from 6 p.m. in the evening, to join in and be with us. They're going to close the whole high street, and they're going to form the world's longest Zumba dance. And there's more information, you can find out all about it by going to the website, which is sevenoakszumba.co.uk. And that was Cherie Cox, who we just heard interviewed there.
What's that dance that we all do at parties?
Where the conga.
Yeah, why don't we, the business bunker, infiltrate it doing the longest conga line?
That would be typical. Yeah. Actually, I think you'll find that actually the longest conga line is... That's some enormous number, and I think you wouldn't even remotely touch it at this late stage in the proceedings.
We've got 3 days.
Yeah,
Carl.
So not going to happen.
A little announcement from Budgens at Whitstable. Hello, Binny and team, if you're listening. I know also Binny's just had a lovely new baby, so congratulations. But they have won their long-waited-for bid to have Whitstable's post office moving into Invicta Budgens. So that's great, because they were up against Morrison's, who were moving opposite. So it was all a bit dicey, Paul Andrews.
Was it?
Because we don't really want the Morrisons in the high street. We only want Binny. We want our local...
Bring back Binny.
Yeah.
We want Binny.
Yeah.
When do we want him? Now. Yeah, exactly.
We want our little local fruit and veg shops that we've got.
We want
Binny.
We want Binny.
And Victor Budgeon. So he's going to have the post office.
We've got Binny.
We've got Binny.
It has succeeded.
Yeah.
Our little demonstration just there has reaped rewards,
exactly.
And we have now got Binny.
Yeah.
Binny from Budgens.
Yeah, Binny from Budgens.
Brilliant.
Invicta Budgens. You can
Brilliant.
Follow him on the Twitter and congratulate him, everyone, please.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from another new listener. We've got loads of new listeners today.
Mm-hmm.
Inspired Clarity. They are beautiful web design through the transformation of emotions and inspirations. So there you go.
Yes.
And you can find out about them at their website, which is inspiredclaritymedia.com. So thank you for following, thank you for listening, and do have a look at their website, people. And do follow them on the Twitter, of course, as well.
Yes, do.
Elmcourt Farmers Market has tweeted in, and loads and loads and loads. Whitstable Stove Shop, Mark and the gang, over there in Whitstable, at the Whitstable Stove Shop.
I wonder if they're listening, because I wanted to ask them, would you have a... I'm hearing a lot about pellet boilers now, rather than wood burners.
So your question is, would wood pellets, yeah. would they...
If Edward Woodward
had wood pellets on his wood burner, would they...
be better.
Would they be better than
Woodward.
What? Than wood that wasn't burning on
than
your
Woodward.
Wood. Okay.
Yeah.
That's clear.
Yeah. And Edward Woodward's wife is probably Joanna Woodward.
Winnie Woodward.
Good,
what did you want to know?
I just want to know whether pellets are more economical and whether they do pellet ones.
Okay. One of our listeners has actually informed you now, Jules, and this is... Oh, it's gone.
About how to get rid of my cough.
No.
I've had so many spoons of honey now, I feel a bit sick.
Do you really? Well, you shouldn't. It says Vanilla Web. The longest conga line was the Miami Super Conga, consisting of 119,986 people, and they did it in Miami in Florida.
Well, where was the beginning and where was the end? It couldn't have all been in Miami.
It was eternal. With that amount of people, it was eternal. It circled the globe.
I can't imagine what that amount of people looked like. Who told you that? What a boffin. What a boffin to find that out. Who was that?
That was
listener?
No, that was Alex Waterston of FQ. So thank you for
that,
Alex.
He's the type, isn't he? He's the type to know.
Sevenoaks Candle Company have tweeted in saying, we'll be at the street party, hoping to leave the candle store for a little bit and join in some Zumba.
Oh,
so that would be nice,
Laura. They'll probably have little, lanterns, won't they? With
absolutely.
Candles and little tea lights.
Yeah, good.
I do like a candle. I like candles most evenings, actually. I'm probably, it's a bit of hard work sometimes, but I do like them.
Cool.
Excuse me.
I'll tell you what, do an email.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what, don't.
Kenton Victor Chamber, future events and workshops. He knows me so well, God. this is the Mercure, this is this Friday, the 3rd of October, Mercure, Tunbridge Wells, Pembury. Well, is it in Tunbridge Wells or Pembury? I'm confused.
The Mercure Tunbridge Wells Hotel is located in Pembury, in the same way that the Maidstone Holiday Inn is actually in Rootham.
Okay. Well,
it's just one of those quirky branding things.
I find that very...
The Tunbridge Wells Mercure is located just off the roundabout in Pembury.
Okay. So, talking about roundabouts, on the way to Colchester, there's awful roundabouts. If you've been to Colchester, those double roundabouts, you don't know where the
horrible,
hell you're going. That's
horrible.
Awful.
Thank you, Florence.
I wouldn't like to do
that. Time for bed, said Zebedee.
Network.
You missed that completely, didn't you?
Roundabout.
I said.
A magic roundabout.
Yeah.
Well, our guest here, Carl, who we're going to hear from in a minute.
If you ever get on with it,
has recommended I have port and lemon and honey.
Yes, but...
Yep. Have you got any port on you?
No, but he's naive and hasn't met you before. He doesn't know what he's saying to you, because Jules has already three bottles of Prosecco down and it's not even lunchtime yet, Carl.
But that hasn't touched my throat. So I think throughout the winter, that will be my new drink, Carl, throughout the business bunk until about next April.
Yeah.
To prevent... there's a networking breakfast meeting at Cineworld in Rochester, and that's also on Friday the 3rd of October. And on the 10th of October, there is Bridgewood Manor in Rochester, another one. And you can find all about these on kentbusinessradio.co.uk or the Kent Invicta Chamber website.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Integrated Technology Limited, Int Tech LTD on the Twitter. They were due to be guests on the show today, but they had something better to do at the last minute. They had a surprise visit from Vince Cable, the Secretary of State for Business, and which is why they were unable to join us today. They are going to come back on at a later date. And Integrated Technologies are a manufacturer of advanced medical devices. And we have a blog actually up on the Kent Business Radio site about one of their advanced medical devices for cancer screening, which is going down a storm. So do follow them. They are one of Kent's big manufacturing successes and very worth a follow. So do have a look at that. They couldn't make it on the show today because Dr. Cable was wandering around their factory having a look, but they will be on a later show.
Yeah, that's understandable then, isn't it? that they could make?
Well, personally, I would have preferred to come on the Business Bunker rather than hobnob it with MPs and secretaries of state. Oh, no, I was doing that on Friday.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
I've actually got some hobnobs in the studio if anybody wants one.
Not a surprise.
Hello to Another Journey Begins, who does present the fabulous Who Cares Wins on a Monday afternoon.
That'll be Angela, then.
Yeah, she's listening in.
Cool, thank you, Angela.
Well, perhaps she can recommend something for my cough.
I'm sure she can. Strangulation, probably.
Hilary Steele says, funny little Dutch girl. She called me a funny little Dutch girl.
Really?
I don't know what I was doing. Schiphol.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, funny in little Dutch clutch. Girl.
Yes. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. It's time to do something sensible now.
Yes, let's.
And talk to our first studio guest.
Oh, you see, he's got my cough.
See,
you spread it. I told you. I told you not to get too close to a cough.
It's sitting on this side of the desk.
Yeah, no. That's what it is.
It's a very, very easy to catch cough, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, put your chest away now.
Yes.
You've done the damage with it. Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Show for the first time, Mr. Carl Brownsill of Phoenix Analysts. Carl, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Why don't you tell our listener a little bit about Phoenix Analysts and what you do and a bit about yourself?
First of all, thank you for having me on the show. Sorry, I'm going to cough again.
See, she started that. She did that. Yeah. She infected you.
Do you want some of my honey?
I've got water. Then.
Okay. Yeah. Won't work. Water doesn't work. You need honey.
Port.
Port.
There isn't an off-licence near here, is
there? No, there isn't. No. There used to be, but she drunk it dry.
ran out of stock.
Yeah.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. I formed the company just over a year ago, so we've just celebrated our first year in business.
Right.
Doing very successfully. Primarily at the moment, we're working around and working for local authorities that use particular social care databases, and that also have the finance functionalities behind them. So we go in, analyze what they're doing at the moment, look how they can better use the system, and then implement it, and so on. But that has an effect on, say, children's and adult social care,
right,
as well as budget monitoring issues as well. So that's primarily how it got started.
Right.
But since then as well, I've kind of branched out into business transformation, feasibilities, okay, and a couple of new products I'll be mentioning today on the show.
Okay.
So, especially with feasibilities, one key aspect of what I do as a business analyst is to go in, review their current as-is processes that fall in line with the other system work that I'm doing, and then look at how they can improve them and get efficiency savings, etc.
Okay, so you're kind of looking at legacy systems,
yes,
making
yeah,
recommendations to move forward.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to deflect you from what you're telling us, and yeah, I know you've got loads of interesting things to tell us about things that you've got coming down, but I'm interested in some of this. Can you describe for those of us that don't know what you mean by transformation, by business transformation?
Transformation, just in itself, it could mean a multiple of areas. I mean, particularly that I focus on is better uses of the current systems they use.
Yeah.
Current processes, just slight tweaks here and there,
sure,
amendments or better ways of working, especially communication between various teams as well.
Mm.
And it's surprising just actually putting more of a kind of robust system in place.
Mm.
How much more efficiently a business can operate.
Absolutely. I remember from years and years ago, I used to operate as a management consultant, and there was a famous study by Frederick Taylor, who was one of the early consultants in this kind of field. And they did some work in a huge car plant, in which they went into the car plant and they freshened it all up, they painted it all and they made it all nice and they put nicer furniture in, and productivity went through the roof. And when the experiment ended, they actually came and took it all away again.
Yeah.
And productivity went up even further. And what they discovered was, it wasn't particularly what you did, it's the fact that you paid anyone attention in the first place.
Yeah.
And that always struck me as being something that's really quite easy to implement, if only people would do it, but people don't.
Yeah.
And that seems to me that some of what you're doing is paying attention to what people
yes,
are doing.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing, especially with working with local authorities, is they tend to be set in a particular working pattern.
Mm.
So it needs somebody to basically think outside the box, come in and approach it from a different angle.
Absolutely.
And identify how they can just better what they're currently using.
Computers say no.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. No, totally see where you're coming from on that. And it is surprising, isn't it? Because, you know, it's not that people are stupid or dim or anything like that. You just get locked into the way you do things.
Yeah. I mean, I worked for a local authority for 6.5, 7 years. And I know that same thing happened to me. You tend to start pigeonholing yourself into a particular role.
Yeah.
Then you realise once somebody fresh comes in or a new system, actually, there's a whole other way of working. And it's just about trying to incorporate that into your daily practices.
Absolutely.
That could make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it isn't just the public sector that falls foul of that. Everybody falls foul of that. People, we were having a discussion about this earlier. People that have worked in industries for many, many years know their industry inside out, and they know what works and what doesn't work, except they get caught by that so often because they're actually stuck in a rut rather than just knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And I once, rather rudely, when I was a very young and ostentatious and opinionated vice president at a bank.
Not much has changed.
No, it hasn't. I had an excuse there. I was a raw, callous youth of 19 or 20, and I was a VP in a bank, and I was at a board meeting, and I was trying to convince them to do something new and different digitally. And one of the old hands there, a senior vice president, said, actually, boy, you don't know what you're talking about. I've got 35 years' experience of this. And I blurted out, actually, Pat, you haven't. You've got 1 year's experience repeated 35 times. And that got guffaws of laughter from those that could and some deadly stares from those that didn't. But you do find that quite a lot, that people do the same thing over and over again. I do get what you're looking at in that. So how long has Phoenix Analyst been going now?
So just over a year now. And it's been really... really well. I've learned a lot as I've gone along.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I was placed in a role to work on a finance project to implement finance from a legacy system to a current system.
Right.
And I've got involved in other projects, so kind of more transformation projects and things like that. And it's kind of what. Sorry.
Jules is really up to you.
And it's enabled me to actually have a look at just. As a business analyst, it can encompass so many different areas and so many different sectors.
Yep.
And again, as you were saying, it applies to public and private as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All of us, small, large and medium, you know. So we sit here sometimes thinking that the public sector, huge organisations are the only ones that suffer from this. Of course they do, but so do large corporations. You've only got to look at people that lose the plot, like Tesco's, for instance, that have recently lost the plot. You know, change of senior leadership. All of a sudden, they look around and it's all gone Pete Tong, and nobody even knows why.
Yeah.
So all of us have something to learn from this. You were going to tell us, and I kind of interrupted you and deflected from it, about some of the products and things and services that you're going to be looking at as your business grows and progresses.
Yeah, one thing...
Jules is...
Thank you.
You've got them all written down.
Yeah.
Jules is shoving things in front of his face.
Unfortunately, it is an old business card. I haven't managed to have more printed. But the new services that Phoenix Analyst will be looking at, we actually employ an admin person, so part-time, to do research, freedom of information requests, especially to local authorities, gather that information. As well as we have a number of consultants coming on board. And that falls in line with our new products and services we'll be delivering, one around feasibility studies.
Right, okay.
So where on tendering websites, governments will say, right, yeah, we'll pay somebody £5,000 to do an in-depth research and analysis. Is this viable to do?
Right.
And I'm offering those types of services.
Right.
So at the moment, I'm actually going through the tendering websites, replying to tenders. We've been shortlisted for a couple as well. So that's taken off quite nicely.
Mm.
But that's the whole of the UK. Mm. Ideally, what I'd like to do is, because I work in London for my current contract, is get some bits of work around Kent and focus around the Kent area. In kind of developing businesses here, help improving, etc., especially around the feasibility side.
I don't know if this fits in what you're doing, but a couple of weeks ago, I was on a Question Time style panel about the new Ebbsfleet Garden City that's being proposed by the government over in North Kent. And the politicians that were on the panel all came along promising the earth, as politicians always do. And the event was hosted by the Federation of Small Business, and most of the audience were made up of small businesses, small and medium-sized businesses, and everybody, to a man and woman there, said the same thing. You come along as politicians, you promise that you're going to do all of this, what good does it do us? Because at the end of the day, we never get the contracts.
Yeah.
And they go, oh no, you will, and I go, no, well, you said that about the Olympics, we didn't, you said that about Crossrail, we didn't, and now you're saying that about this, and we didn't.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you think that your service could help with? So those kind of people that are thinking, you know, I need to get some of that business. How feasible is that? Is that something that you guys could help them with?
Well, there's an additional service I'll be launching later this year, which, to be honest, it fits quite nicely in that. We're offering tendering services. So if people want to reply to a tender, a government government tender or private public sector, whatever it may be, but necessarily don't know the necessary keywords, the necessary information they need to put. We've actually got a consultant coming on board later this month. It's September now. Later next month, who's actually worked in procurement, commissioning and tendering.
Okay.
So they have all of that knowledge. So one of the services, key service I will be offering is ideally that,
that
package service.
Absolutely. That is, it is crucially important for small businesses, because the one thing that small businesses don't like, they don't want to sit there and waste their time tendering for something they haven't got a hope in earth of getting because they haven't gone through the right process. So a lot of small businesses never bother in the first place, which is a real shame. So, you know, I do have some empathy, not a lot, but some empathy with the public sector with these contracts, because they don't always get people to actually apply for them.
I mean, what I found difficult to find is actually the location of where the tenders are advertised. So I've, my admin person actually goes out and does all freedom of information requests. So I'm building up a list. What I'll be more than happy to do once I've got that in place, I'll publish a link to it on my website or the list, just so other people can benefit from the research I've done as well.
Absolutely.
And they're, you know, they can go in and choose whether they want. But what I have noticed, especially with the government tenders, they tend to state now this would be ideal for a smaller business. So they're kind of deflecting all the large companies, organisations bidding for them. So they want more smaller companies.
Okay, so they're explicitly saying that when they go out to tender.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a new thing that I've not heard of before, and that's really interesting, because that's what it takes, because that's going to encourage smaller businesses, isn't it? Because they think, well, I'm not competing with some humongous corporation from, you know, China or France or the US or whatever. Oh, no, that's cool. That's good. So what else can you tell us about Phoenix Analyst? It's a great name as well, isn't it? Because you know, you're rising from the ashes. Although you're not rising from the ashes, because you're new, not old. But you are certainly rising and growing and doing stuff.
What is your role? What is your title?
I've just got it on there as a consultant, but I'm actually the director. So I founded the company, and it's all based around primarily about the work I've done.
Right.
Well, what I was wanting to ask the lovely Carl is, I know that you grew up till you were about 11 in Cairo in Spain.
Yeah.
And then you went back to the UK. So two things really. How did you find the integration back into the UK school after being in such a laid back, beautiful, you know, Spanish environment? And two, did you go to uni and study?
Well, I actually. Sorry, I'll speak into the mic.
Yes. Much more sexy now.
Yes. Almost as husky as you.
Yeah.
We moved out when I was 11 or 12 to Spain. Mm-hmm. So in 1998, 1999, and I came back in 2004.
So how old were you then?
I came back when I was 18.
Okay, sorry, I misunderstood. So when you were 18, so you came back, and what did you do?
Well, for starters, because my English wasn't that good, because I've been living in Spain, speaking Spanish, thinking in Spanish, full Spanish-speaking town, school, etc. I even actually had a couple of apprentice jobs in Spain, so it actually forced me to use it. When I came back, because I wanted to get back into the English culture, is I joined the Prince's Trust Programme. And I did that for 3 months, and actually that's where I met my wife on the course as well. So I helped the Prince's Trust Programme help gain the confidence to get kind of back into the English way of things, so to speak.
Okay, and did you go to uni at all?
No, I didn't have the opportunity.
Okay, because this kind of job that you're doing is pretty technical.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So how did you get this technical ability?
I don't know. When I started working for a local authority, I was effectively just thrown in at the deep end. The person who was trained me for half an hour and then went off on with stress for 3 months. Hopefully that wasn't a reflection on me.
So in at the deep end?
Yes. Right. So that actually helped me. And I'm more of a hands-on learner, so I get stuck in. So working for an authority, that was working with finance systems, but payments. And then I went on to more the billing side, so and then from there I went into system administration.
Oh, interesting that.
Yeah, absolutely cool. Sorry, I was getting a little bit reflected. We've had a tweet in from UN23 that said they're having problems listening to us, but I've checked everything I can and we're broadcasting okay. I think it may be your broadband guys.
Creative are listening in, they're fine.
Fine, yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but people get a bit upset if they can't hear and they need to know what's going on. So I can't help you, I'm afraid.
But listen again, can't they?
You can listen again, yeah, if you missed it. But as far as we can tell, everything is broadcasting fine here. It could be your internet connection.
Might be the buffering
thing. So, Carl, where do we go from here? What's the plans for you and your business?
No,
I suddenly realised you probably thought, well, I don't know, how can I fix it? I'm here, but I can't go over there and fix their internet.
Well, for me, it's just launching the new types of services. Right. I mean, there is one other. If I just touch on it quickly.
Yeah, of course.
So the Care Quality Commission, where they go out and do inspections on residential nursing homes and home care domiciliary providers.
Right.
We've also got consultants coming on board as part of Phoenix Analyst to actually go out and do mock inspections.
Right, okay.
So to make sure that they reach the standards they need to be at to pass the overall CQC inspection.
Right.
And that will be launching just before Christmas time.
Okay, cool. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
No. I'm quite an ambitious person, and I think, I see a gap in the market, I'll fill it in, I'll just go for it.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I mean, you've got a range of products and services coming down the pipe, all of which, to me, sound like they're going to be in huge demand because they're the kind of things that meet the zeitgeist of where we are at the moment in terms of how many small businesses are trying to get into things and how many bigger businesses need to reinvent themselves and to adapt for a new landscape, you know, because things are changing. The business environment is changing on a very quick and rapid basis. Yeah. So someone such as yourself that can come in with a fresh eye, look at it and offer transformation type advice is crucial.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Carl, we could talk about it forever. Sadly, we're running out of time.
No problem.
Give us a shout for your website.
It's www.phoenixanalystlimited.com.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Stay with us for the few minutes remaining on the show. But for the moment, Carl Brownsill, Phoenix Business Analyst, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
He does want to go down the pub.
Sorry?
He does want to go down the pub.
I don't blame him.
I got the day off, so I thought might as well.
We've had a tweet from Let's Do Business, who are known on the Twitter as LDB Group, and they say, Vanilla Web, us and Monk's Clothing. Do you remember Monk's Clothing?
Yeah, I love Monk's Clothing.
I think it was Amy, I think was her name, a young lady that runs...
She doesn't sell anything for Monk's.
No, she sells gentlemen's fashion clothing over there in King's Hill. Mm. Anyway, Monk's Clothing and the LDB Group will be on the BBC Southeast News at lunchtime. And this evening, talking about Startup Loans UK.
Excellent.
So do have a look at that, because I happen to know that Monk's Clothing got their business launched with the help of the guys at Let's Do Business and a UK Startup Loan. So do look out for that on BBC Southeast News this lunchtime and this evening. So, and thank you for letting us know about that, and we will retweet it. You can do an email now, Jules.
There's a Spitfire Speed Networking on the 2nd of October. It's 12 till 2 p.m. 2 hours of casual networking with like-minded local professionals. Lunch is included, and it's at the Kings Hill Golf Club. It's £5 a person, and you can go to info@coreifa.co.uk, coreifa.co.uk.
That's Core IFA to those that speak English.
Core IFA, okay. Yeah. Core IFA.
Independent Financial Analyst, Core IFA.
How would I know? And it's at Kings Hill Golf Club, Fortune Way, Kings Hill, ME194GF. Cool. Core IFA.
Good. Good stuff. That's Spitfire Networking. Telcare, the telecommunications and telephone systems providers over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester, have tweeted in to say they're listening to the Business Bunker Show. And we also have Graham Dudley, who is Kentish Photos on the Twitter, who says, weddings, marriages, civil partnerships, portraits, photographer and living still images. And you can find out more about him at his website, which is Kentish Photography, kentishphotography.co.uk. So do check that out.
You can pledge to change Friday the 10th of October, 1:30 to 4:30, at the Salvation Army buildings in Canterbury, where you frequent, don't you, Paul Andrews?
Oh, yeah.
Businesses in the Canterbury area will be participating in the Time to Change pledge, which is public acknowledgement that an organisation wants to tackle mental health stigma and discrimination. This is a really good one, actually. And it's Friday the 10th of October, as I said, at 1:30, and it's coinciding with World Mental Health Day on the 10th of October. Social Enterprise Kent will be holding an event entitled Pledge to Change at that venue. You can go on to... you can phone them, actually. I'll read out the number, and I'm going to tell you the email first. Email info@sforsugarekgroup.org.uk. And the number is the Canterbury code 01227 8444. So 8.
That'd be 4444.
Thank you.
4444.
Followed by a
3
niner.
Fours and a 4. 4444.
Followed by a niner. So 01227 8444 niner, or email info@sekgroup.org.uk. Good one, that mental health.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Venom Tech. Hello. Who are listening in as always, and they say, Vanilla Web, we are featuring on BBC Inside Out on Monday the 6th of October at 7:30 p.m. BBC One for the South East. Enjoying the show, thanks very much. That's Steve Trim and the folks over at Venom Tech on Discovery Park in Sandwich, and you can find out about them on BBC Inside Out programme Monday the 6th of October. Do check that out, they're a really fabulous, fascinating company, Venom Tech.
There's a message for Carl from Go Vicinity, the fabulous Rob Parker, who's based in Canterbury. Go Vicinity said he was happy to help you with your business cards should you need any advice or help.
I'll get in contact with them.
Do, they're lovely. They're my dear friends. Lower Street, Ashford, and Park Mall, or Mall, I never know how to say it.
Mall.
27th, I thought that's what lions do. 27th, 28th.
What, shop?
This is the 27th to 28th of September.
Is it?
I'm not really.
Oh, hold on. Before you tear things up.
Have a look.
Oh, no, you are right. Yeah, it's an old one.
Aren't I always?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Kent and Victor Chamber, Thursday the 9th of October. 9 to 12 o'clock. That's in Ashford. And you can find out about SEO, search engine optimization, how to do a simple SEO audit, succeed online, online marketing, pay-per-click. There's also tea, coffee and bacon rolls. And this is 3ws.kentonvictorchamber.co.uk, Thursday the 9th of October in Ashford. That sounds like a good one.
Sure. I've been asked to give a shout out for Rebecca Smith on the Twitter, and she's a director of Social Enterprise Kent. And you can follow them at sekgroup.org.uk. That's in line with the email you just read out. So you can follow Becca on the Twitter at Beckstar3. So do give her a follow there. We've had another 67 tweets in, so
which
I don't think
really
we're going to get. I don't think we're going to get round to all of them, but we will try. A number of people are saying, actually, they're listening fine where they are. So sorry, Anwyn and the guys at Union 23. I think you may have a little bit of a problem with your broadband there.
Yeah. Richard Shawnee at Retail Mentor on the Twitter. I think that's his Twitter. I can't quite see it at the moment. But he's saying, I think we need to initiate regional meetings. He says the guys need your inspiration about what you're doing in Kent. I don't know if that's to us or Binny with his little big shop, really, but hopefully it's to us.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Stephen Jenner, who says, well done to Carl Brownsill, Vanilla Web, Jewel Serkins, Phoenix Analysts, Crimson Prince, Sky High Radio, and a whole list of other people. Thank you for that, Stephen. Glad you're listening in and enjoying. Chris Pollard has tweeted in, sorry for being late, got delayed in Canterbury. That's not good enough, Chris. It's not good enough. You know, traffic jams.
You should have got out and walked.
Yeah, you should have just abandoned your car.
Yeah, and left it in a lay-by.
And just gone and found someone with a computer so that you can listen in.
Well, soon, of course, your car, you can listen while you're driving, can't you, with yours? Because you've got internet connection on,
yeah, I have, yeah,
on your Porsche. Is it your Porsche? Or your,
yep.
But what I was going to say was I got stuck in traffic in Canterbury. It was awful on Saturday. And the park and ride was booked and, you know, busy and everything. I couldn't get in. Business advice sessions. The Enterprise Foundation is offering free half-hour business advice sessions on the 2nd of October, that's this Thursday, between 9 and 1. And these sessions are ideal for anyone with a recently started business, social enterprise, or a charity or people with a start-up idea. And it's hosted by the respected business advisor, Dr. Wayne Wright, and he'll be at the Maidstone Enterprise Centre. Now, there is a phone number, and I'll read that in a tick. If you get your pen, it's emma.brooks@enterprisefoundation.net, and the number is 01622 757 590, and that's the 2nd of October, this Thursday, 9 to 1, and it's free.
Chris is saying he's on bended knees begging your forgiveness. He's really sorry he missed the start of the show, and he'll catch up.
We need a consignment of donkey cheese to make up for it, don't
exactly.
we?
Exactly.
Tuck yeah. into.
Do you know, I'm going to play another track now.
Tunage.
Yeah. And then when we come back, we've got some more emails.
Is it heatwaves?
It is heatwaves.
It's hot in here, isn't it?
It is a hot in here.
That's why I'm coughing.
Is it?
Is it something to do with boogie nights?
It is something to do with boogie nights.
Shall we boogie, Carl? He's got the open neck shirt.
Yeah.
Let's go.
They're boogieing.
Of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Tuesday the 30th of September. Carl, you just wanted to remind us of some things, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I listened to the show last week and I was really interested in the work that Porchlights do, or their Twitter name at Porchlights 1974.
Yep.
On my route to work in the morning, walking through London, I quite often walk past homeless people. So after listening to the show, it actually inspired me to actually go and buy them breakfast and a hot meal. Just so they at least have a pick-up for the start of the day. And I was really interested to find out about the services Porchlights offers, where for £500 they will actually they have a training programme, help them get back up on their feet, you know, they loan them clothes, etc. So what I'd like to do, I'll get in touch with Porchlights, but I'd like to make a donation for £500.
Oh, fabulous.
What I'll do, the beginning of December, I'll be in contact with Porchlights, and I'll get that sorted out.
Fantastic. Really, that is nice. Very generous of you. Yeah, it was a very moving story that they told us last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
About the work that they do with the homeless, and sometimes how they have to be tough to be kind.
Yes.
And that was really good. Oh, thank you so much for that, Carl. That is really, really generous of you. We'll happily put you in touch with Porchlight if you can't track them down.
Thank you.
I'm sure they'll be waiting outside for you.
I can't find their Twitter. I can't remember their Twitter. Do you
Porchlight 1974.
Thank you.
Lee from Ancorians, great show on Business Bunker Radio Show today. Ancorians Football Club are looking for players for its ladies teams, all ages. So do contact Lee at Ancorians Football Club, and you can contact him on the Twitter at Lee, L-E-I-G-H, J-W is his Twitter handle. I'll give you that again, L-E-I-G-H-L, I'll give it to you without tripping over the words. It is L-E-I-G-H-J-W. And that's Lee at Ancorians Football Club, and they are looking for lady players of all ages and abilities.
Ladies. Are you going to go?
Hilary Steele is laughing manically at your Dutch, and she says, if only you knew what you just said live on air.
It just shows.
And the lovely Claire Reeves, who is a voiceover artist. And you can follow Claire at Claire On Air Live. That's her Twitter handle. And I'll give you her website in a moment. But she says, Jules, as a voiceover, I've learned that strong black coffee with loads of honey is the best thing to keep the voice going.
Now, you know, that's so funny because I was advised totally against black coffee ever.
Ah, but she's a professional.
Yeah. I was advised by one of our DJs. Right. Who is a professional, but I will take your recommendation. Maybe I can put some port in that strong black coffee as well.
I'm sure you could.
Who's that? What was her name?
Claire Reeves.
And thank you, Claire.
Claire's website, which you can find out about the work that she does, is ClaireReevesVoiceovers.com, and that's Claire spelled C-L-A-R-E Reeves R-W-E-V-S ClaireReevesVoiceovers.com. So do give her a follow.
Thank you, Claire.
Check out her website.
Coffee, honey and port coming up. There's a construction expo 2014. Can you afford not to be there, they say? And this is the Kent at the Kent Event Centre in Detling near Maidstone on the Junction 7. There's free parking, and it's on the 8th of October, which happens to be a Wednesday. So that's next Wednesday week, 9 to 4:30. And it's London and the South East, and they account for over 35% of the UK's total construction output. And it's the focal point for all the professionals and suppliers that target the construction industry. With proposed developments, such as Paul Andrews has just mentioned, at the Ebbsfleet New Garden City and the Earl's Court's 8 billion urban villages development. I wonder where they're going to cram all those villages in, Paul Andrews, in Earl's Court. It's vital to keep informed on the major projects and to connect with the key players. There will be keynote speakers as Kevin Gaskell, who is the former managing director of Porsche and BMW, Fenlon Dunphy, who I love his name, director of LRCH, with an update on Paramount Theme Park, Tim Waggart, who I also love, it's a lovely name, Port of Dover, Western Docks Revival Project, Max Farrell, who's also got a lovely name, from Farrell's, and Professor Will Alsop of Garden Cities. And there'll be Building Information Modelling, which they've decided to call BIM. I love that. Informative panel sessions. So the great knowledge at this, and it's all on a website, which is kentconstructionexpo.co.uk.
Fantastic. Mm. We've had a tweet from the lovely Linda Cloak, who runs Click Singles, at Click Singles on the Twitter. And there are Kent events for single people to find friends and partners, fun and friendly, introduction service, relationship coaching and personal shopping. And their website is clickeventsuk.com. So thank you for that. Do have a check out of that. As always on the Business Bunker Show, everything you hear on the show will be listed on the Kent Business Radio website later, so you can find all these web links and everything else as you go through. We've also had a tweet from the lovely Emily at Reading Fairy. I just want to mention now another set of awards that happened recently, which is the Kent Independent Traders Awards. And we've got a whole list of winners from those awards. And I'd like to just run through the list of people that were successful. There were lots of runners-up and finalists, but I haven't got time to read them all out, so I'm going to go with the winners and a few runners-up at the moment. So this is the winners of the 2014 Kent Independent Traders Awards. And the Startup of the Year was Val and Kate Rands, and their company, Bearsted Baking.
Mm, what do they make, bread or cakes?
I don't know. I've just got Bearsted Baking. I don't know, do
could
I?
Could be bread and cakes.
I imagine they bake things. Bread and cakes. Which is probably bread and cakes, or both, or one or the other.
You've made my ear itch. No,
it's good. The home-based business of the year was Hannah McIntyre, Home Cooked by Hannah, and I don't suppose she cooks houses.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. The independent bar pub restaurant of the year was won by Brian Whiting of Whiting and Hammond. And the runner-up was Keith Holland of Googie's Art Cafe.
Oh, that sounds lovely too. Yeah. So yeah, you can eat your art, presumably. Yeah.
The independent retailer of the year was Claire Hulot of Chulo Naturals.
Oh, well, she's been on the show.
She has indeed. And the runner-up was Stephen Jones of the Whitstable Produce Store.
Yeah, well, they're fantastic. They win everything. They're always winning all their runners-up.
But they are good, though, aren't they?
They are gorgeous.
Whitstable Produce Store.
You know who goes there?
You?
No, Chris Pollard. He's always frequenting, haunting.
Oh, Chris is making, casting nasturtiums about my teeth at the moment.
I love a nasturtium.
Yeah. He's saying I'm breaking my teeth in for somebody else.
Yeah. It's also Amanda at the Whitstable Produce Store as well. Don't forget that there's always a woman behind every man.
Okay, if you say so. Yeah. The independent trade person of the year was Paul Prentice of Hubie Build.
Oh.
H-U-U-B-I-E, Build, Hubie Build. And the customer service award went to the lovely Beverly Adams Reynolds of Exquisite Vintage Teas.
Oh, well, her teas are gorgeous.
Yeah, they are.
It could be Hubby Build, couldn't it?
I'm worried about that.
Could be.
Customer Service Award, Beverly Adams Reynolds of the Exquisite Vintage Teas.
And she always looks exquisite.
She's lovely, and she's been on Scuff and Quaff, has she not?
She has. She made us tea and scones and all sorts. All scones.
The Professional Business Owner of the Year was, again, Brian Whiting of Whiting and Hammond. And the Health and Beauty winner was the lovely Leah Buckingham Warner of this parish.
Wow.
One half of the presentation team for Look Good, Feel Good show. And the runner-up was one Tracy Randall.
Wow. A style by you.
By Tracy. By Tracy.
You were styled by her.
Yeah. So Leah, who does my varnish and makeup, and Tracy, who does my image consultancy, were winners and runners-up of that award.
Exactly.
So well done, girls.
Yes.
The Non-Profit Excellence Award went to the Centre for Creativity and Enterprise in Ashford. And the Creative Business of the Year was Andre Masters of Masters and Munn. And the Growth Award went to Steve Gehring of UKHSE. So well done to all the winners, all the runners-up and all the finalists in the fabulous event, which is the Kent Independent Traders Award. And I believe the event, I didn't go to the event this year, I believe the event took place at the Bearsted Golf Club.
And I saw that, I think, the lovely Telco were there.
They were indeed, Lisa. Lisa Marie Settle was tweeting and Facebooking various pictures, photographs and things from it. Stop eating jars of honey. It's like working with Pooh Bear, isn't it? a bear of very little brain. Yeah.
I feel quite
or
sick.
Or Paddington.
I feel so sick of having honey.
Yeah. Are you from Peru?
No, are you?
No.
Tigers like honey.
All right. Have you got any more emails to read?
My last one, which is the East Kent Business Exposition. Exposition.
Exposition.
That's what's written here. It's not right, is it?
Yeah, exposition.
Is that right? Okay.
Expo. It's normally shortened to expo, but it's short for exposition.
I'm thinking of Winnie the Pooh again, because didn't he go on an expodition? I don't know. Anyway, a dream come true, they say. It's Business Breakfast Expo. There you go. Now I'm in my comfort zone. 8 to 10 a.m. at the Mercure Hythe Imperial Hotel and Spa, 10th of October. And it's sponsored by HSBC, who were at the Kent Business Tweet Up actually last week. It's always nice to be beside the seaside, and East Kent has much to offer in that department. It also has much, much more with new investment and support. And East Kent is starting to relive its Halcyon days. Do you say Halcyon or Halcyon?
Halcyon.
Halcyon. Do you know, considering you left school at 14, you're quite good at all this, aren't you? Now, the IOD...
No, you're just incredibly bad.
I left school at 14, but I went to a very rough... We never wrote words like Halcyon in Essex.
Oh, we used to spray it on the walls. Yeah. take your Halcyon days and stick it where the sun don't shine.
I can't
was graffiti
you.
Quite often sprawled over the walls of Vinters Boys' School in Maidstone.
We just used to write, you know... Terry loves Julie.
Yeah.
On Waterloo Sunset.
Yeah.
To celebrate this, the IOD is holding an East Kent exposition. I don't like this exposition. It feels wrong.
Expo. Just shorten it to expo. Everybody knows it's an expo.
Providing a unique network.
It's not an ASBO, that's an expo.
Networking event. Now, so as I've said, it's only £10 for members. Non-members are 15, so it's worth joining. Bookings essential, www.iod.com, connecting events, Kent. And lots of other forward slashes. But it's a business as well. Business breakfast. And worth going. I wonder if you can nip into the spa after.
Yeah, Chris Pollard's been on. I've ordered Josie Maguire to dispatch donkey cheese immediately. So that's good. And he said, what's up with your throat, Jules?
Oh, it's terrible. It came on very quickly last night, Chris. Now, he says, hello, darlings. Hello, darlings.
Hello, darlings.
Yeah. Hello, darlings. And he says, this is Chris Pollard from Chris Connect. Connect it. A row-a-thon is being held in aid of the Dandelion Time, Kent's charity for families fragmented by trauma, abuse and neglect. I read this on the Spurrier Show at 11 to 12.
Did
you? Yeah. 1,000 miles, they say, you've got to do, rowing non-stop. Here, this will be good for you, Carl, because you're young. 3 days and two nights, and on two rowing machines. That means you have to leap across, I suppose. And it's at the NMA Physical Training in Marden, which is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 12, 9, A, P for Peter. It starts at 10 a.m. on Friday, October the 10th, and it finishes on Sunday, October the 12th, at 4 p.m. They want everyone to enter, individuals, families. Actually, it's not so bad, Carl. It's 10 minutes row for £10 donation.
I can manage that.
You could. Families 25 minutes row for £25 donation, teams of up to 6 to 10 peeps, 60 minutes row for £60. And you can register on www.dandeliontime.org.uk, and you can sponsor a rower or a rower, depending.
Rower.
www.justgiving.com/dandeliontime-rowathon. Brilliant. Thank you from Mr. Chris Pollard, a regular listener.
Fantastic. We've had Gullens Employment, Gullens_HR_law, have corrected me. Paddington was marmalade sandwiches, not honey. Now, I did say Winnie the Pooh first. Has Jules got one of those there as well? Have you got a marmalade sandwich?
I
tell you what, Amanda, she probably has. You wouldn't believe what she has in that bag of hers. And a marmalade sandwich, I would put quite large odds on that there is one hanging around in the fluff at the bottom of her bag. Oh, and she's got it out now. Look, there is one marmalade sandwich. Look,
no,
there you
also,
go.
I have got a marmalade sandwich, but I've also got something from Zingology. They sent me some test tubes with enzymes in, which show you just pop it in your drink. And it's beetroot
and
carrot. It's very healthy, Paul Andrews.
Is it?
You could sprinkle it on your popcorn. You'd have one of your five a day.
Right, okay.
So thank you, Zingology, and I will be taking it this week. It's Rachel Branson, Zingologist.
Cool. Chris Pollard has tweeted in to say the Keter Awards was a really, really great evening. I'm sure it was, Chris. And it was a shame I wasn't there, because I would have liked to have been there. And I was there last year, but not this year.
I should have gone as well, really.
You should have done. Mix It Up, the marketing mix and how to use it in your business to make more money. It's the next Wadhurst Marketing Hub, and the event is on Thursday the 2nd of October from 6:30 in the evening till 8 o'clock, and it's in the Commemoration Hall, Wadhurst. They will be discussing the marketing mix, which is a combination of choices that drives your marketing strategy. Every business has one, but many aren't clear about what it is and how they can improve it. Not only that, but there will be wine, networking and a chance for you to find some new customers too. So come along and join us, join in, get involved in your local business community. And you can find out all about it on their website, which is www.wadhurstbusiness.co.uk. And this is from Mark Ballett. And if you remember, Mark was on the show a couple of months ago.
I do.
Consultant and author. And Mark says, I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for that, Mark. So that's wadhurstbusiness.co.uk. And there is a link to their website on the Kent Business Radio website already. Have you got anything else,
Jules?
No, I'm
completely,
we're nearly at the end of the show, aren't we?
No, yes, we are. Which is just as well, because I don't know if I could have gone through any. I've had so much honey, I feel really quite ill.
Do you?
It's very
sick. Well, that's because you just munched your way through a pot of honey, yeah? A load of snails earlier, some files of stuff with Zingology written all over
Zingology.
It that said beetroot, which you kind of put into things.
Oh, I had a tuna salad as well.
Salad, yeah.
And then I had egg and bacon for breakfast.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Absolutely. Kent Business Tweet Ups. Free and friendly business networking at four great tweet up venues. The next one is in Canterbury on Wednesday the 1st of October. That's this Wednesday at 10 a.m. Is that at the Miller Arms?
That's the Miller Arms. With Arga Gordon.
Yep. Which is round there by St Radigan's car park.
Mm-hmm.
So park in St Radigan's, pop across the road into the Miller Arms and Bob's
by
your uncle.
Pine, yeah.
Yeah. Or Arga's your auntie.
She is.
Yeah.
And then there's, is it the 16th, the Whitstable Hotel Continental? Thursday of the month?
Yeah, Thursday the 16th of October in the Hotel Continental in Beach Street, Whitstable. Always a good one. But in between those two, on Monday the 13th of October is Faversham. Where's the Faversham one held?
That's at the Brogdale. Brogdale, you know, farmy place.
Oh, with the lovely Donna Cooper. And folks over
you
at Brookdale's.
Get on so well with.
Yeah, she sent me a message on Twitter, and I kind of lost the plot with it a bit, and
that's
haven't followed up.
For you?
Huh?
Unusual for you.
Yeah, I know. I'm
plot.
So busy at the moment.
And there's also the lovely Len Liz.
And then on Thursday, the 30th of October, Dennis Brophy and the whole crew.
Head of beds
at Lenley's Roper Road, Canterbury. The Lenley's tweet up 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Thursday, the 30th of October.
Free parking. And lovely Carl here has volunteered to give us a talk in February. God, it's frightening that February, but we're booking February.
It's really coming round fast, isn't
it? Yes.
Yeah. And talking about coming round fast, apart from the fact I've got 13 more tweets that have just come in, I'm afraid we're kind of at the end of the show. But I need to read this. Telcare, exciting news. As a result of our recent Unify sales, we have won a trip to Chicago.
Wow.
Well done. The Windy City.
Do they need a baggage handler or anything?
Well, there you go. Jules says you'll carry your bags, will you?
It is windy there, but it is lovely, lovely city.
Many congratulations to the team at Telcare.
Wow.
Enjoy your time in Chicago.
That sounds amazing.
Sadly, we've come to the end of our time down here on Hagland's Farm. In Burmarsh on the Romney Marsh.
It's a beautiful day.
Absolutely, it has been a beautiful day in all kinds of ways. And you've been listening to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. A fantastic big thank you to our show sponsor, Brooks Security, to our guests, Mr. Carl Brownsill of Phoenix Analysts Limited, to all the winners of the Seven Oaks Business Awards and the Kent Independent Traders Awards. A big thank you to the Right Honourable Michael Fallon MP for taking the time to talk to us. Thank you all for listening in to the show. I hope you enjoyed it. The listen again will be up later for those that joined us late. Chris Pollard,
yes,
and
tardy.
Other people. But thank you so much for listening to the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to spend an hour and a half with you. We will be back next Tuesday, as always. In the meantime, have a fabulous week. Coming up on Channel Radio at 3 o'clock, we have Mr. Kevin Cann with Extra Milk. The ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, at 5 p.m. And then at 7 p.m, the boys with beer, booze, bands and balls. But it's not the boys. It's only Phil this week, because Jonathan has sloped off because his lovely wife is due to give birth to their firstborn.
Oh.
So listen to Down the Pub Radio at 7 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, 18 hand-picked, lovingly hand-picked tracks of new, unsigned and up-and-coming music, lovingly picked for you by Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potato Show, starting at 9 p.m. tonight, all on channelradio.co.uk. We'll be back with you with a Business Bunker Show next week.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.